Some of those storms will pass in this life, but ultimately there's going to be a day that the Lord comes back for His children, and there's not going to be any more storms. There's not going to be any more heavy hearts. There's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more heartache. But we still have life to live. And until the Lord comes back, I am thankful this morning that we can trust in Him. Written on the board, living in 2015 by faith. And we could put any year on that, but you know, this is the new year that we face. And this year, all of us are going to have some new challenges. We're going to have some of the challenges that we had last year going to carry over into this year. Just because it's a new year, there's not some magical thing that happens that all of a sudden it's all new and all of the problems I had last year are gone. Sometimes that would be nice, wouldn't it? But the reality is that we still have life to live. And there are going to be struggles that we face. There are going to be new battles. There are going to be new situations that all of us face. But God has not changed. And God is going to be with us through this year, which means that there are also some new victories for us to gain this year. It means that this year there are some victories. There are areas in our life this year that we can draw closer to the Lord than what we've been in the past. It means that there are situations that maybe we're struggling with, and maybe there's been things that we're not quite sure of, that this year the Lord is going to open some doors that had been closed in the past. It means areas in our life that maybe we're looking to God for direction that we didn't know the answer. It means that this year, the Lord may give us some of those answers that we're looking for. So although, yes, there's new trials. There's going to be some new battles. There's also going to be some new victories. There's going to be some gain, the ground that we can gain in the Lord this year. And as I already mentioned, I know that there are a lot of very heavy burdens right now. And I think probably all of us, I can just look around and we all have some very heavy burdens. But you know, we don't have to carry those burdens alone. We don't have to carry these burdens by ourselves. And I want this year for me, and I want to encourage you, let's live 2015 by faith. By faith in what? If you will turn with me, and I desire your prayers that the Lord would just enable me to impart the message this morning. It's not complicated. It's a very simple message that I have to share with you today. But over in Mark in the 11th chapter, Mark chapter 11, we'll begin reading with verse 12. It says, Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around upon things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. So Jesus, he was hungry, and he saw a fig tree afar off. And it didn't have leaves, or it said afar off, having leaves. And he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. So he saw a fig tree, it had leaves on it, and he went expecting that maybe there'd be some fruit there. And it said, when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, I just want to preface this with this. There's a lot of lessons found in this story. And my burden is not to get into a lot of the lessons that are found here. But I want us to get to another point. Jesus answered and said unto it, he spoke to the tree, and he said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever, and his disciples heard it. Now if you will skip with me on down to the 20th verse, it said, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree again. Now the morning before it had leaves on it and looked good, but it didn't have fruit. And they saw that the fig tree was dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said, Master, behold the fig tree. Look at the fig tree that you cursed. It's withered away. And Jesus answered and said, have faith in God. Now there's a lot of other lessons to be found, but Jesus demonstrated that God had the ability to change the natural course of events. At the word of Christ, that fig tree was withered. And he went on to tell the disciples, he said, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now understand that it doesn't mean that God is a vending machine, that if I can will hard enough, everything's going to happen. But when we ask God for something according to His will, in faith believing, Jesus said it was going to happen. But the key I want us to get hold of is have faith in what? In God. Not, He didn't say have faith in yourself. So let's bring it down to where we live. In 2015, this new year, let's not put our faith in our own abilities. Let's not put our faith in where we've been and our experiences and went around the block and in what I've learned and what I know and in my own physical strength and my own physical understanding. But I want to point us to God this morning and encourage us to have faith in God. In whatever battles we face, let's look to the Lord and know that He cares for us. He loves us. He's concerned with everything that touches our life, and let's trust in that. That's what faith is. It's an issue of putting our trust and our confidence. We can look at situations and say, it's too big for me. But the Lord already knew that. And He's saying, have faith in me. Have faith in God. Trust me. Over in Hebrews in the 10th chapter, Hebrews chapter 10, we'll begin reading with verse 23. He said, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised." Hold fast the profession of our faith. Where is our faith this morning? You know, there is a faith or a doctrinal belief that I have this morning. And it's found in the Word of God. But I want to say that the essence of our faith is in God Himself. That's the essence of our faith. It's in God. And let's hold fast the profession of our faith. So when you face the trials of life, when you face the heartaches and the areas in your life that you want to see something different, let's not give up on God just because I don't see what I want right now. Because God sees what the future holds. The Lord knows what's in the future. And saints, there are some times we pray for things that if God answered our prayer, it would just bring trouble. Because Lord, it seems like that we need this. We're desperate for this. Lord, would You answer this prayer? Would You give us this? And the Lord doesn't answer. And I've seen people walk away from God. They say, the Lord let me down. The Lord didn't give me the desire of my heart. How are we going to respond when we don't get the desire of our heart when we prayed about it? Let's not cast away our confidence. Let's not say, well, God didn't give me what I wanted, so I'm not going to trust Him anymore. Because God is going to do what is best for our life. In our decisions, in our families, in our homes, in the congregation, in our jobs, with our physical health, there are things that I don't understand this morning. I look at the heartache that we all go through sometimes, and I say, Lord, why? I don't understand why this has happened. I don't have all the answers, but I know this. God is still in control. And He is still worthy of me putting my trust in Him, because in my life, I can't give you all faith. But in my personal life, I have an assurance that if I will trust in God, He's going to do what's best for me. And sometimes I may suffer because someone else isn't trusting in God. But then I say, Lord, I need Your help. Don't cast away your confidence, He said. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. But let's hold fast. Let's hold fast our faith this morning. Let's hold fast our faith in Christ and in God. In verse 35, he said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." In other words, if we will put our faith in God for everything we face this year, there's going to be a recompense of reward. There's going to be a time that we will be able to look back and understand many times it's in this life. But if not in this life, in eternity, there is such a great recompense of reward. Do you know how many people are in heaven today that are saying, "I'm so glad I didn't give God up. I'm so glad when I felt disappointed in what God did." Have not we felt that way before? "I'm so glad that when God didn't answer my prayers, that I didn't give Him up, but I held on to Him because I'm enjoying heaven. I'm enjoying paradise." There's a great reward coming. He said, "For you have need of patience." Do any of us need patience this morning? You know, patience isn't just going through a battle, because we're going to have to go through the battle whether we're patient about it or not. The Lord wants us in our trials to come to a place that we'll just be still. See, He can turn those things that were like, "Lord, you need to work." I said this morning I had a 2-week deadline, and I do. But you know what? That's my timing. That's others' timing. That's not necessarily God's. So we have need of patience sometimes. And when we're waiting for things to happen, it's not just an issue to say, "Well, I'm waiting on the Lord." That doesn't mean just biting your lip and enduring through the time. Patience is when we come to a place of not resignation to the trial, but it's in submission to God. "Lord, I don't understand, and I'm praying, and this is my heart's desire, but Lord, I'm going to rest putting my faith in You as God." Faith is not about getting what we want. That has been, and I love the saints of God. You're my people. But there has been, I've seen the enemy work with this among God's people, and it's caused a lot of discouragement through the years. Faith is not about getting everything we want. Faith is not just about the healing or the answer. The essence of faith is in a connection between us and God. That's what faith is. Faith is that, "Lord, I trust You. I trust You to work in my life. I trust You. My confidence is in You regardless of outcomes." And so He said, "You have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." That is speaking about the coming of Christ. But you know, I've found it's also true in our battles and storms and situations. Sometimes it just seems like God delays. And it's like, "Lord, where are You?" Have you all ever felt that way? It's like, "Lord, why are You waiting?" But it says, "And yet a little while, and he that shall come will come." Folks, the Lord is not going to let you down. He's not going to leave you comfortless. He's not going to leave you. He promised never to leave us. So in spite of this spiritual battle that we're in this morning, in spite of the heartache, in spite of the news that we've been receiving, in spite of the family problems and spiritual difficulties that are all around us, the Lord is not going to leave you. He's not going to leave us. So Lord, help me then as I face this new year of 2015. Lord, I want to live by faith. I want to live putting my confidence in God Himself. Not in people, not in situations, because people will let you down somewhere along the line. I'm thankful for good people. I'm thankful for people who help hold our hands up. I appreciate it. But you know, I've had people let me down, and it was discouraging. It was like, "Well, this is supposed to be someone that loves the Lord. Why are they acting that way? Why is there so much pride? Why are they conducting themselves? Why can't they be at peace? And why is there so much carnality and strife? And why didn't they do this? Why?" but Lord, help me. Lord, help us that, Lord, my faith is in You. And if everybody else forsakes You, You are not left alone. But with that being said, everybody's not going to forsake You. You know why? By God's grace, I want to be there for you. By God's grace, I want you to be there for me. We need each other. But we have God, that's the object of our faith. And He said, now the just shall live. And this gets down to this title here. Living in 2015 by faith. The just shall live by what? The just shall live by faith. Folks, this is the answer to our problems, to our struggles, to our questions, the things we don't understand, to the battles that we face. The just shall live by faith. Because folks, it's the only way we will live successfully for the Lord. It's going to be by faith. It's not based on the things that I see. It's not based on the outcomes. It's based in God Himself. Lord, help me then to live by faith. Do you believe that God is this morning? Do you believe that God exists? That God is a creator of this universe? Do you not believe that God is looking down and He knows our name this morning? He knows, He sees every, the song says, He sees every tear. He sees every heartache. He sees every question. I have faith in that God this morning. I have faith in that God. And when I don't, and it's not, He's not a God of last resorts either. Well, I didn't know what else to do, so I prayed. No. I did know what to do in all these things, but I know what to do. Lord, I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to trust You. And I'm going to place myself in Your hands. Folks, faith will get us through this year. It'll get you through your battles this year. So don't cast away your confidence in God. He's going to be faithful to us. He's going to be faithful to your family. He's going to be faithful to you. So let's walk by faith. Let's live by faith. If you will turn with me over, well, actually, we're right there. 11th chapter of Hebrews is the book of faith, isn't it? The chapter of faith. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that He's a rewarder of them which diligently seek Him. I'm going to just skip very briefly through a few verses here. This is a good chapter to go home and just study. To go home and read and be inspired. But this is what faith does for us. And like I said, I'm just going to point out a few particular places here. But in verse 7 it said, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of the house. You know the story of Noah. Do you know that it was faith that enabled Noah to do what God said when everybody else thought he was crazy? It was faith. It wasn't his own knowledge or his own understanding. It was, Lord, You told me to do this, and I don't understand it, but Lord, according to Your word, that's faith. It was faith, and that brought salvation. Saints, this year, when God tells you to do something and you don't understand it, but you know it's God, let's be obedient to it. Because the Lord knows what's best for us. And the very things that seem the most difficult in our life might be our very salvation. The difficult things that your family goes through, it may be the very thing that brings them to God. I don't want to pray the people I'm carrying burdens for. I don't want to pray them out of their troubles. Understand me now. I don't want to pray them out of their troubles if they're going to end up losing their soul. I want to pray, Lord, if this trouble is what's going to bring them to God, then I say, yes, Lord. And maybe I'm praying about myself. And I say, Lord, why am I in trouble like this? Why is this happening? But Lord, if it's for my salvation, if it's going to keep me saved, to stay in the fire, then Lord, keep me in the fire. But I'm going to have to walk by faith because I'm going to have to be looking at something that's bigger than the fires that we go through in life. What about Abraham? Verse 8, Abraham, when he was called to go into a place that he should, after receiving inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. Obedience. If you know what God's will is for you this morning, I want to encourage you in faith. Do what you know is right. If there are things that we're struggling with, but we really know what God's been calling for, folks, let's not hold back, but let's say, Lord, in faith now, I'm going to step out. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know where this is going to lead me. I don't know what the end of the road is, but Lord, I'm going to follow you. We can trust God, folks. We can trust Him. Remember, here in the passage of Scripture, it's in verse 17. It talks about, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. It was faith that enabled Abraham to put Isaac on the altar. What are we going to do when the Lord calls for us to consecrate? This is what the devil tells us. When the Lord comes, I think you all know what I'm talking about. When the Lord comes and He tells us and shows us things He wants us to give to Him, there's a fear that we sometimes have in ourselves. If I give that to the Lord, then what am I going to have left? If that's my identity, now the Lord's saying, give it to me. Do you know that the Lord provided a ram in the thicket? The Lord is not going to abuse your consecrations this morning. The Lord is not, when we come and we pour out the best that we have and say, Lord, I give you my life and I just put it on the altar. The devil tries to make us fearful, but the Lord is not going to abuse the treasure that we've given to Him. Some people feel like I'm not going to be left with anything. It means I can't have anything in life because I've given it all to God and what I'm going to have left. No! The Lord will give us the best of life when we put it in His hands. He's not taking everything we put on the altar and dumping it, but He's going to work for it and use it in a better way in our life. So Lord, then help me to have that kind of faith when You call for something in my life that I would just put on the altar knowing that I can trust God, that He's not against me. He's not going to misuse my consecration. He's going to lead me. And we won't take the time. But here in this passage, it talks about Abraham and others. It said they were seeking what kind of a country? Heavenly country, remember? Their life decisions weren't based on the here and now, but they were looking for something up ahead. And that ought to be the focus of our choices in 2015. Lord, I want to make heaven at any cost. And I'm going to trust You. And I'm going to place my life in Your hands. Was not Moses, it says here, that Moses, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Children and young people, there's a little bit of pleasure out in sin, but I want to tell you something. There's a lot of heartache out there. And I'm not just talking about hell, okay? That's big. Sin brings heartache in this life. Sin destroys relationships. Sin breaks your health. Sin destroys families. Sin brings loneliness. People that you look at and say they have arrived in the view of this world. Successful, position, and money. Do you know how many of them are so lonely? Because they're missing something inside. They're missing the Lord. So let's not be afraid to turn away from those things that are sinful. Because, folks, it brings heartache. And if it brings some self-denial because I'm serving the Lord, know this, the result is going to be a better life. The result is going to be stronger family. The result is going to be a more fulfilled person. And the devil tells people just the opposite. If you serve the Lord, you're going to miss out. If we serve the Lord, you're not going to be fulfilled. It's actually just the opposite. God gave us a spirit, and when we come to God, we are the most fulfilled that we will ever be is in the hands of our God. Lord, help me this year to walk by faith. Help me to walk that way. It was by faith that the Red Sea parted, was it not? When the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, you don't have to raise your hand, but do we have some obstacles in front of us? It just seems like there's no way. Folks, God is still in the business of parting the Red Sea for us. I want my faith to be in God, though. I don't want my faith to be that when I come up to this situation and I put my hand over it, that something surely got to happen. Who am I? But Lord, my faith is in you. And when it's time for you to cross the Red Sea, saints, God's going to part it. Can you take that with you? When it's time for you to cross the Red Sea, the things that are hindering you, it seems like, in your life, God is going to part the Red Sea. Have faith in God. Have faith in Him. The walls fell at Jericho because of faith. Are there some walls that have been built in our lives? Lord, would you start to help those walls to fall this year? Those hindrances, those barriers that you really don't want. Lord, help me to put my faith in you, that those walls can fall. I want to close with one more passage of Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16, this will be the last Scripture we read. He said, above all, he was talking about the armor of God. He said, above all, taking the shield of what? The shield of faith. It said, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You ever feel the enemy just pulling his bow back? He's got you in his sights, and he's just... Have you ever felt that way? It seems like the devil's just... What do we do? Have faith in God. Take the shield of faith. It's a defense. It's a protection to us. And I'm not going to read it, because I said that was going to be the last Scripture I read. I'm going to tell you one. If you'll allow me, with your permission. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher, the beginning and the end. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Folks, Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. And someone says, well, how do you have faith? And what is your faith? My faith is Christ. It's not just in Christ. It is Christ. It's the beginning of it and it's the end of it in spite of circumstances. But folks, this year, living in 2015, let's live by faith. That the walls could come down, that Red Seas would be parted, and when I don't see the promise and I don't get the answer to my prayers, that I'm holding fast my confidence because I know this morning. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that He's going to see me through with victory if I'll just keep my confidence in the Lord. So with all the bad news, with all the heartache, with all the tears, with all the challenges of this year, folks, you can make it. Okay? You can make it if you will put your faith in God. That's my desire. And I want the Lord to increase my faith. As the one man said, Lord, he said, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, help my faith this year to grow, that it would be thick, stronger in Jesus Christ.